Hello, Steve here with the English program. We're broadcasting from Liverpool, and we are doing our little podcast thing, celebrating the Fab Four, the Beatles. Yes, of course, here we are. We love the Beatles, and that is, well, what else can I say? Nothing else to say, quite frankly, on the issue. It's, you know, it's one of those things. We're just here because the Beatles are super fab, hip, and trendy. We don't need to explain it. It's a fact. Like, you know, it's just a fact. It's one of those things. Right, we're looking on Twitter, and we have this thing here, published 4th of December, which is today, from Sean Ono Lennon, his official Twitter page, which is twitter.com/SeanOnoLennon. This could be it. Can't imagine a better New Year's gift. But you have to go to his Twitter page to find out what it's all about. And speaking of the Onos, Yoko has got her Twitter page, and it's right here, twitter.com/YokoOno. Imagine Peace in the Sky is a unique something. What's that? Something to do with necklaces here, in an auction. Okay, related to Doctors Without Borders. So find out about that. You can raise money for charity. Check out Yoko Ono's Twitter page. Go there and have a look and see what happens. If you find out, you can tell me what it's all about. I haven't got a clue. I don't know. I don't know anything. Speaking about bands from Liverpool, the Liverpool Band's Twitter page is saying, hey, I have a gig in the O2 Academy on Saturday, and they have some tickets to sell, so go to Liverpool Band's to find out about that. Who said, in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make? You know what I mean? Well, it was Paul. Paul said that. But I stuck the bit on at the end. The, you know what I mean? That was me, I said that. Mike McCartney has got a Twitter page, and it's twitter.com/_MikeMcCartney_. Interesting. Oops, he says, Andy's Ace Liver Buildings photo painting came out sideways. Here's the Brill calendar to buy to support Macmillan's. So you can have a look at a nice calendar there you can buy to support Macmillan's charity. Let me see. Let me have a look. Oh, yes. 200 years in Merseyside. 2013 calendar. Very nice. Nice picture there of the old Liver building. And another one here, Andy Harris photo, which looks like a painting, plus 11 other Ace picks in Moorcroft calendar. All profits to Macmillan's. That's Mike McCartney there. Okay, super duper. This is the English program. I think I'm just going to have a little look on the Facebook page. I've just got to type in Facebook. Come on, Facebook, talk to me. Facebook, what's going on Facebook? Oh, very interesting. You can't see this, but this is really godlike, you know. It's really good. Right. Some Beatles relate. I've been going a bit all over the place lately, sharing Beatles things. Oh, by the way, did you check out the appearance of Paul McCartney in the final ever edition of Dandy? Worth a look if you can get hold of a copy. They were talking about that on Chris Evans on the radio this morning. On Radio 2. They were, you know. It's all true. So I'm looking on the Facebook page here. I've got 50 seconds to go. Johnny Marr at the O2 Academy on Wednesday. I think that's the thing I was talking about before. So let me have a look. What's going on here on the Facebook? Anything? A picture of Paul McCartney drinking tea in front of the Union Jack flag, which is all very nice. Okay, St. Peter's Church Hall in Woolton, yes, the famous one, will be opened for visitors on the 8th of December from 10:30 until 3:30. Yes, folks, Beatles history fans will be very keen on this. St. Peter's Church Hall in Woolton. Check it out. This is the English programme.